Well, we are finally into February, and let's hope the month feels as short as it is. There is a lot going on this month, which will help it fly by. I'm not trying to race through life, but get to something a bit less snowy and a touch warmer. Thank you very much. I had the opportunity to check out the 3 new exhibits at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History last Saturday, and they are all fantastic. Nip in and check them out yourself, soon. This Thursday is opening night for the Thanksgiving play, Mariposa Arts Theater's February offering in its 2024-25 season. Here's part of the press release for this sure-to-be-entertaining offering. Lean into discomfort. The Thanksgiving play offers biting satire. Watch 4 well-meaning, but culturally misguided, white theater artists workshop their way through a first rehearsal rife with inappropriate stereotypical depictions, cultural assumptions, and moments of pure slapstick sure to make theater-goers gasp, cringe, and laugh out loud. I think audiences will be left laughing and yes, cringing, but especially, thinking, after this run of plays. In my mind, everyone needs to go check this out. So go get your tickets now at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. The Thanksgiving play runs this Thursday to Sunday, and next Thursday to Sunday, only. Tickets are selling briskly. This Saturday at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Center, the Gojijing Friendship Circle presents The Fire Still Burns, an evening of song and story. This free event will celebrate Indigenous culture through story and song, and features musicians J.D. Crosstown, Guy Minogue, and Jakob Pierce, and Elder John Rice. MC Jeff Minogue will guide the evening, emphasizing the strength of Indigenous traditions and community connections. The Gojijing Friendship Circle aims to foster truth and reconciliation, making this gathering a unique opportunity for Indigenous and non-Indigenous members to come together. Donations are welcome to support this cultural experience. See you at St. Paul's Center, 62 Peter Street N. February is Black History Month, and there are also some excellent events happening in that respect. Aurelia Museum of Art and History's history speaker this month is longtime Aurelian and educator Chuwe Umolmi. He will be speaking on Black Traditions and Days Ahead, which will explore the importance of history and wisdom as guiding forces in shaping the present and future. The talk is happening via Zoom on Wednesday, February 19 at 7:30 p.m. You can pre-register to get the link here. Another amazing Black History Month event is Arts Aurelia's Black in Canada. This is going to be an incredible evening of dance, song, and spoken word, celebrating Black communities and Black leaders who shape Canadian culture and history, by artist Shamika Blake. This incredible evening will also feature Ty the Poetess. This talented author, performer, mother, community leader, teacher, and event curator was named Poet Laureate in 2022. And is celebrated as the People's Poet in Simcoe County. This is another Don't Miss event, happening February 28 at 7 p.m. at the Aurelia Opera House Studio Theater. There are less than 100 tickets for this wonderful evening, so don't delay, get yours at www.artsaurelia.ca. Of course, this month we also have the always outstanding Mariposa in Concert Night of Blues and Gospel with Lance Anderson and Friends, February 22. Very few tickets left for this, so get them at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca now. As predicted, the Aurelia Youth Center set of 4 concerts in March is selling very fast, with 3 of the shows being sold out already. Check out https://aureliayouthcenter.ticketleap.com for tickets to the only remaining concert, featuring Tim Barry with special guests Billy the Kid and Nixon Boyd, on March 28. Just buy them. You won't be sorry. Mariposa Arts Theater's film nights continue some Wednesdays, right until mid-April. The next offering is February 12, Treasure. Check out the trailer here, it looks funny, heartwarming, and gives all the feels. Film nights are Wednesdays, with films at 4 and 7 p.m. at the Galaxy Theater. Admission is just $10 per person, and you can buy tickets at the door only, beginning 1 hour before showtime. Check out the MAT website here for next films. This month also contains Valentine's Day, and there are several events coming up honoring this age-old holiday. Leacock Museum has a Galantini's workshop and Valentine's teas and Leacock love story tours this weekend and next. Check it all out and buy tickets here. The Rainbow Initiative is hosting the Bridging Pages Book Club February 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the library. This is a book club for seniors and youth, or anyone interested, to discuss perspectives on various social issues, starting with climate change. Participants will choose their own book to read and share a summary at the meeting. Email bridgingpagesbookclub@gmail.com to sign up and receive the suggestions book list. This Saturday, Mill and the Thrills play the ANAF Hall, and Dave Shaw is playing Couchiching Craft Brewery, upstairs, this Friday. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.